New Jersey is a step closer to enacting harsher penalties for fentanyl-related crimes. This is a move harm reduction advocates have compared to tough-on-crime bills, which historically have led to the disproportionate arrests of people of color. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Tennyson Donier reports.
In an attempt to solve the opioid crisis, New Jersey officials say they're going after fentanyl manufacturers and distributors. Currently, it's a second-degree crime to manufacture, distribute, give out, or possess more than an ounce of fentanyl with the intent to sell. It's a third-degree crime if the offense involves less than an ounce. This week, the state Senate passed a bill lowering the threshold for a second-degree crime to 5 to 10 grams of fentanyl. Harm reduction advocates like Ami Kachalia, a campaign strategist with the ACLU New Jersey, oppose the move, saying it will unfairly target drug users who they say need treatment, not incarceration.
There are evidence-based public health proposals that can better ensure that we're reducing overdose deaths and keeping people safe. And that's things like harm reduction and access to health care and housing and other opportunities.
The bill also makes offenses involving more than 10 grams of fentanyl a first degree crime, punishable by up to 10 to 20 years in prison. A third degree crime, which is already punishable by up to 3 to 5 years in prison, could also land someone a fine of up to $75,000 under the bill. The General Assembly would still need to pass the measure before it heads to the governor. From the New Jersey desk, Tennyson Donier, WHYY News.